Kirk Clark. Good afternoon.
That's right, Tom. New York, California, and Illinois have all declared a health emergency due to monkeypox, but COVID is still with us. Yesterday morning, a television station in Tennessee tweeted, due to widespread COVID outbreak, News Channel 9, and for the safety of our employees, we are unable to provide our normal Good Morning Chattanooga programming. They were able to produce newscasts later in the day. Most of us have experienced how slowly the legal system can work. In this case, centuries.
I have a warrant for your wife. For what crime? On what proof? Who charged her?
There is no desire to undermine these investigations.
I come only to save my innocent wife.
That's from the 1997 film The Crucible. After a three-year effort by a Massachusetts civics teacher and her students, the state has officially declared Elizabeth Johnson is not a witch. The exoneration was tucked into the state's budget bill. Johnson had been sentenced to death in 1693 as part of the Salem witch trials, but a reprieve was given to her, and she actually lived until 1747. 172 were accused of witchcraft, and 19 were executed almost 330 years ago. Turns out Johnson had no descendants to clear her name, so the kids took up the project. Nearby in Connecticut, they had witchcraft trials even earlier in 1647. Now there's a move in their legislature to clear the name of the accused witches.